Thank you, Elvis. This is a two Elvis episode of Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View. Usually we are only blessed with one Elvis song, but today we have two. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. We have Wayne Levine for a second segment since our regular teen rap segment with Pastor Drew Sams is postponed while Pastor Drew is at the doctor's office with his wife finding out the health and status of their newborn child. Not their soon-to-be newborn child. Wonderful, wonderful news, which we heard about last week on the show. Wayne has graciously agreed to stay over. We're talking primarily about social media, but I totally took a curve into the subject of teen suicide, because in the community Wayne and I live in, there were three tragic suicides last week over the course of a week. Three tragic deaths. Two were suicides, and one was an accidental, so to speak, overdose on drugs or alcohol. We're still not clear. At the beginning of the school year, a young girl also committed suicide. And there was another one in a nearby community around the same time. So we're talking about a lot of young people taking their life in the heat of the emotions in the moment, as teen emotions can be very heightened. And it's something of concern. I like to do a light show, but this is a serious topic, and it's important we cover it as well. Wayne, where would you like to go next on this topic?
Well, you know, like I mentioned to you at the break, I don't want to pile on the parents, and we don't know what happened. But I know, generally speaking, just dealing with the men around their fathering issues, a lot of the men are very uncomfortable. They don't know how to deal with the changes that are going on in their kids. And when they get into teenage years, it becomes more and more difficult. And if the foundation's not there, if it's not set early on, then they're really not involved in their kids' lives when they become teenagers. You know, so what happens is you have so much opportunity to be very much involved with the kids when they're younger. And at some point, middle school, wherever, the kids don't want you around. Don't kiss them goodbye, you know, drop me off around the corner. But if
that's so true.
Right? But if the relationship is not strong, then you really are not in their lives. So it's one thing to adapt your behavior out in the world so that your kid doesn't get embarrassed. But it's another thing to not be involved, to not know what's going on, to not know who their friends are and what they're doing, to not have rules around when you come home, what's right and what's wrong, and what the consequences are when they don't follow the house rules. And so just judging by what I see with the men, I could see how a lot of teenage kids, especially the boys, are not being looked after. And on top of whatever their relationships might be with their parents, they're teenage boys, and so they're angry, most of them.
Yes,
and they need a way to deal with it. And so oftentimes, they'll deal with it in not such a good way.
And, you know, the irony is the statistics are such that more women attempt suicide and more young girls attempt suicide, but more boys commit suicide because boys and men tend to choose more violent means. And so it's very interesting. We obviously have equal crisis between the sexes, but we have a little more so-called success, using that word very liberally, with boys because they choose violent means, as did the two young men in our community. Highly violent means, particularly the driving a car off a cliff. I found myself rushing to judge the parents because I know a little bit of the details, but that judgment, of course, never extended to believing they deserved any of the heartache that they're obviously dealing with now. But there is a responsibility parents have, and with young men in particular and teenagers in general, it's I like to say the job of the parent of a teenager is to keep them alive.
Yes,
that's all you can do. And if you've instilled those values that you spoke about earlier, they will hopefully occasionally protect them. So if they get in a bad situation, they might not be so afraid to call and reach out for help.
Well, speaking of help, that was what was on my mind. As parents, you need to be willing to ask for help. You cannot let pride stand in your way or fear stand in your way. We only know what we know, and you only know what you learned in your parents' home, and it may not be enough to be the best parent you can be with your kids. So you have to be able to ask for help. And there's lots of help out there. afraid of annoying your kids. You can't be afraid of having uncomfortable conversations with your spouse about these things. If you're concerned, you need to address your concerns, because sometimes things this drastic can happen.
Well, that's a good segue to some you to talk a little bit about, rather than dwell on this kind of hard subject. Men reaching out for help is not something that comes natural. And I know you're working on a new, very ambitious venture, so that's an offshoot of Betterman Coaching.
Yeah.
So why don't you share a little bit about that with our remaining few minutes, Wayne?
Yeah, I'd love to. Connect the Men is a nonprofit that we have not launched yet, but we're starting to raise some funds so that we can just get our foundation set. We just received our 501c3 status from the IRS, and so we are official. And our vision is to have a men's group in every neighborhood in North America so that men have the support they need to be the best fathers and husbands and brothers and sons that they can be. And to do that, we're creating a process where we are certifying men to be men's group leaders.
Okay, let me interrupt you for a minute. For those that don't know, what the heck is a men's group?
A men's group is a circle
of men. Is it a group that goes and golfs and goes drinking?
Yeah, well, they could. I think people have a notion of what it is, and oftentimes it's a bit of a cliche, what they're thinking.
Well, that's why I want you to clarify.
Yeah. So men's groups look different. There are all sorts of ways that men get together to take care of themselves. Some are more spiritually oriented, some are more ritualistic oriented, and some are just more practical sort of oriented in terms of dealing with the issues that we deal with every day. So the men's groups that I facilitate, we deal with all sorts of relationships, work issues, and then just how they feel about men and what they need to do to be happier so they can be, you know, more available for their families. Some groups are led by licensed psychotherapists, but groups can be led by can be self-led. So there are many groups that are tied to men's retreats and organizations where they're leading themselves, or they alternate the leadership responsibility. What we're doing, and this hasn't existed before, this process to certify and train leaders, we're doing it because there are men all over the country who are wanting some of the support. They've read my book, they've scoured the web, they know that things are going on the coasts, but there's nothing in their area.
And of course they've listened to you on my radio show.
Every one of them. And so they want some support, or maybe they don't want to work with a therapist, maybe they want something else. So what we're doing is we're offering this program so that trained professionals can be certified, clergy, athletic coaches, and just laymen, just guys who want to create a circle of men so that they get the support they need. This is going to be available to all of them, and what we're doing is we're hoping to launch it in the fall of 2012 with our weekend retreat, and that'll give us enough time to get our ducks in order and to start communicating to both audiences, to the men who can go through the credentialing process, but also to the general public, so that we start talking about the benefits of men getting together and helping each other out.
All right, where do we get information about you and this forthcoming, very ambitious and terrific project?
Well, if you want to reach me, go to my website, bettermencoaching.com. We don't have a site yet for Connect the Men, but that's going to probably be up in a month or so. And there'll be more information about that on your show.
Indeed, every week. Wayne, it's been a pleasure having you on, and thank you for staying over for two segments.
Thanks, Bruce.
We will be back with Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. And I'm very curious if and how he will choose to combine our topic of social media with family finances. He always finds a way. So stay tuned after these messages for Family Financial Matters on The Bruce Allen Show.
And if you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter if you're quiet like you ought to be. And keep the secret with me.